Same thing, same build. One, two.
Sing a little louder.
In the presence of my enemies.
Sing a little louder.
Louder than the unbelief.
Sing a little louder.
My weapon is a melody.
Sing a little louder.
Heaven comes to fight for me.
Sing a little louder.
In the presence of my enemy.
Sing a little louder.
Louder than the unbelief.
Sing a little louder.
My weapon is a melody.
Sing a little louder.
Heaven comes to fight for me. I'm gonna sing in the middle of the storm.
Okay, on that second part of the sing a little louder, okay? Already on the build, okay? One, two.
Sing a little louder.
In the presence of my enemies.
Sing a little louder.
Louder than the unbelief.
Sing a little louder.
My weapon is a melody.
Sing a little louder.
In the middle of the storm.
Hold the F. Hold the F. Everybody, hold the F. Hold the F. Bass, give me a C. Actually. That's why the girl sings that part. I'm gonna sing in the middle of the storm. I'm gonna sing the middle of the storm. Yeah. Play the C, yeah. Bass, play the C. Your only bass will be playing on that C, okay? Everybody else will be cutting. Only bass will be on that C to hold it out. And a louder and louder, there's going to be a build. It's going to louder and louder. You're going to hear my praises roar. And a full beat, okay? So there's a crescendo right there on the A minor to the G. Okay, a very low A minor. Okay, we got to hustle, so... Sing a little louder. Okay.
Second
part, sing a little louder. So, loud one.
Sing a little louder.
In the presence of my enemies.
Sing a little louder.
Louder than the unbelief.
Sing a little louder.
My weapon is a melody.
Sing a little louder.
In the middle of the storm, louder and louder, you're gonna hear my praises roar. Up from the ashes, hope will arise. Death is defeated, the King is alive. I'm gonna sing in the middle of the storm, louder and louder. You're gonna hear my praises roar. Up from the ashes, hope will arise. Death is defeated, the King is alive.
I raise a hallelujah.
Don't cut out. Okay, you're gonna keep on going. We're gonna finishing the tag. The tag CFAG, okay? We're going to end. Everybody sing. I raise a hallelujah. Everybody's going to sing that, okay? So right after the, at the end, let's see here. Death is defeated. The King is alive. And then we just sing, I raise a hallelujah 8 times, okay? I'm going to sing into the tag at the end, okay?
The storm, louder and louder, you're gonna hear my praises roar. I'm from
singing, huh?
I raise
Wait.
A hallelujah.
Wait.
Wait. Raise a hallelujah.
Wait. 好，现在有了。
You know what? We'll cut. We'll cut on the final chorus. So where we ended earlier, we're gonna cut that. We're gonna cut that. Yeah, we're gonna just cut it. And so I'm gonna sing. We're gonna end the death is defeated, the king is alive on that G. Okay. Let's just finish up. I'm gonna sing.
I'm gonna sing in the middle. The storm louder and louder, you're gonna hear my praises roar. Up from the ashes, hope will arise. Death is defeated, the king is
Georgiana, can you not do the staccatos on the chorus part, actually? Let's start from the top real quick, just so that we can try to have the staccatos together. Okay. From the top, and I just want to try out the violin, because she's doing a different part now.
Okay. I raise a hallelujah.
We use them.
Can we not use that mic? Huh? Can we not use that mic? That's going to kill the sound. So, this on everything.
Okay.
Don't use the
connected. Connected, I guess. Try it again. Can you try it again?
Hallelujah in the presence of my enemies.
Testing. Okay, that's good. Hello. Testing.
Thank you. Check 1, 2.
Yes.
You're together, right?
Yes.
They just reading Bible, then just announce where.
Check 1, 2. Okay, we're just gonna have to go.
Hello.
Okay, quick sound check again. Things were changed a little bit, so that's sound check from the top. Check 1, 2. Oh, 10,000 reasons. Oh, actually, we need to do that, huh? We need to run that. Okay, ready?
Worship His holy name. Sing like never before. Oh, my soul, I'll worship Your holy name. The sun comes up. It's a new day dawning. It's time to sing Your song again. Whatever may pass and whatever lies before me, let me be singing when the evening
comes.
Bless the Lord, oh my soul, oh my soul. Worship His holy name. Sing like never before. Oh my soul, I'll worship Your holy name.
Wait. Wait.
Test.
一二三.
Yeah. Test. Okay. Yeah. Louder a little bit.
Wait. Okay. Wait. Hopefully.
Mac 3. Good. All right.
Check 1, 2, 1, 2, 3, check 1, 2, 1, 2, 3, check 1, 2. Mic check 1, 2, 3, mic check, check 1, 2. Check 1, 2, 3, mic check 1, 2. 1, 2, 3, check 1, 2, 3, mic check 1, 2.
Happy New Year, brothers and sisters.
弟兄姐妹们，新年快乐。
Growing up, my parents would always teach me to say something at this time of the year. 恭喜发财。
我小的时候就学会父母教我一句话，在这个时候我们应该说恭喜发财。
And I know that that basically means may you be very, very rich.
我知道那个意思就是说祝你大发横财。
But for myself, growing up, the best part of New Year's was always this.
其实这个时候最大家喜欢的东西就是这个东西，红包。
We always wanted to be very prosperous financially.
我们总是想在经济上有很富裕。
But for all of us as Christians, our greatest prosperity and our greatest happiness is found only in God and in His Son, Jesus Christ.
但是对于我们基督徒来说，其实你最大的丰盛、最大的喜乐，都是在耶稣基督里才能找得到的。
This year, our church theme is about what will make us truly prosperous, maturity in Jesus Christ.
我们今年教会的一个主题就是聚焦在如何在基督的生命当中更丰盛、更成长、长大成人。
It is Jesus' passion for you and for me that all of us, each congregation, each person, and our whole church become mature in Christ.
其实这也是耶稣基督的热望，他希望我们无论是个人，还是作为会堂，或者作为一个整的教会，一起在那个丰盛的生命中有所成长。
For many of us, maybe for most of us here, we sincerely desire to be mature.We read our Bibles, we come to church on Sunday and we worship God, and we pray. But just doing those things won't make us mature.
其实就我们多数人来讲，我们其实真的是盼望生命有所成长的。我们在星期天再聚在一起来敬拜神，我们读经，我们祷告，但是这些事情的本身并不能带来我们生命的成长。
There have been many times in my life,When I have done all of the right things, but my heart did not change.
就我个人的生命经历而言，也是如此。我很多时候在做正确的事情，但是这样正确的生活并没有改变我的生命。
In many ways, I was like this video that we are about to see about some dogs.
就某一个层面来讲，我觉得甚至我就有点像我们下面要看的这个视频里面那些狗。
Listen carefully.
大家仔细看。
Those dogs are so smart, they understand Chinese.
这些狗很聪明啊，还会讲国语。
That's cute, but we know the dogs really aren't praying.
这些狗很可爱，但是我们知道它们并没有在祷告。
They only do that so they can eat.
它们做这些事情其实也就是为了得饼吃饱。
And we can do the same thing. We can go through all the right motions, thinking maybe that's what God wants to bring us blessings.
我们也可能这样子有模有样的一些行为、一些动作， 好像这样做对了，神就可以带来我们所期待的祝福。
But the Bible teaches us that God wants us not to go through motions. He wants our hearts to change so that we'll be truly blessed.
但是圣经却教导我们不是靠着外在的动作或者行为，而是靠着里面的心思和意念来蒙神的祝福。
In our passage of the scriptures for our theme, Paul teaches us four disciplines that we need to become mature.
在我们这个今年主题里的主题经文当中，使徒保罗教导了我们四个原则来追求生命的成长。
And the first is that we pursue spiritual unity.
第一条就是我们来追求灵里的合一。
In Ephesians chapter 4, verses 1 through 3, Paul says, As a prisoner of the Lord then, I urge you to live a life worthy of the calling you have received. Be completely humble and gentle. Be patient, bearing with one another in love. Make every effort to keep the unity of the Spirit through the bond of peace.
这如以弗所书四章一到三节所说，我为主被囚的劝你们，既然蒙召行事为人，就当与蒙召的恩相称，凡事谦虚温柔忍耐，用爱心互相宽容，用和平彼此联络，竭力保守圣灵所赐合而为一的心。
Unity means oneness, and it is always a work of the Holy Spirit.
这个合一不是不同的合在一起，而是和凝聚在本来的一个源头里面。
But we also must still participate. Paul says that we must live worthy of the calling, which means that every Christian, all of us, must manifest the appropriate actions that God wants us to live.
保罗所说这里的 ，Can you repeat again? I'm sorry.
Sure.God wants us to live with the appropriate actions that fit to our calling. There are things that we must do.
保罗希望我们在生活中，在具体的言行当中，就是能彰显出耶稣基督的品格，与蒙召的人相称。
The word church means calling.
这个教会这个词的本来的意思，就是一个蒙召的群体。
In the last verse of Ephesians chapter 3, the Bible says, To him, to Jesus, be glory in the church and in Christ Jesus through all generations forever and ever. Amen. And that word church means the ones who are called out.
I'm sorry, what is that verse?
Ephesians 3:21.
在以弗所书三章二十一节，To whom be glory in the church? I'm sorry, I got lost. 但愿他在教会中，并在基督耶稣里得着荣耀，直到世世代代，永永远远。阿门。
I appreciate Paul. We actually practice this together, and
yes,
so it's a practice of unity for us.
Amen.
But God wants us to be completely united, wholly one together.
但是神是期待我们完全的合一，在凡事上谦虚。
But it doesn't come just by union.It comes by the principles of humility and gentleness and patience and bearing.
不仅仅是说不同的合在一起，共同的在一起，而是指在凡事上都要谦虚，都要温柔，在贯穿生活中的所有事情。
Humility is something that we think of in our hearts and in our minds. We are humble of mind.
这个谦卑指的是心态上的谦逊。
And to be gentle means to be meek and to have an inner mildness.
温柔是指在性情上的柔顺。
Jesus said that he is both of these things when he said, I am gentle and humble in heart.
正如耶稣自己说的，自己说他自己一样，我心里柔和谦卑。
So spiritual unity means that we must be gentle and humble to one another.
就在邻里的合一意味着说我们必须彼此之间要有谦卑和温柔相待。
Paul says that we must also be patient and bearing with one another.
使徒保罗还说我们需要彼此忍耐和宽容。
Patient means to be long suffering, even towards people who aggravate us.
忍耐是指忍受一种长期的痛苦，几乎是面对那种恶人。
And bearing means to have a mutual tolerance for one another.
而互相宽容是指在彼此的饶恕和宽待。
This is because all of us are sinners.
因为我们都是罪人。
We will all make mistakes.
我们都犯过错。
But we all long for love.
但是我们都期待爱。
And so Paul says that we must put them all together by loving one another.
所以使徒保罗劝导我们把这些全部在一起，柔和在一起，来彼此相待。
I love my wife, but I make so many mistakes.
我爱我的太太，但是我出过很多的错误。
Early in our marriage, we had to go and find some marriage counseling.
在我们早期的生活，婚姻生活当中，我们甚至需要去寻求婚姻的辅导。
Now we were not thinking about divorce, but our marriage counselor talked about divorce when he said that many people get a divorce because they say they are incompatible.
我们并没有在说到要离婚，但是我们的这个辅导告诉我们说，很多人在说他们因为不般配、不合适要离婚。
But our counselor said that everybody is incompatible.
他说这是极端错误的，因为这世上就没有天偶加成这回事。
Because we are all sinners.
因为我们都是罪人。
And so he taught Carol and I to learn to love one another by being humble, by being gentle, by being patient, and by bearing with each other.
所以他劝诫我和我太太要学习谦卑、温柔、忍耐、包容，也就是真正的学习彼此相爱。
This is the same advice Paul is urging the church to have here in Ephesians.
这也是这段经文当中使徒保罗竭力在劝诫教会的。
In verse 1, Paul says, I urge you. And in verse 3, he says, make every effort.
在第一节说我劝在第一节说我劝告你们，然后他说彼此保用彼此温柔相待，保持神圣灵所赐的合一。
And so we must learn to build spiritual unity by making every effort to be humble, to be gentle, to be patient, to be bearing, and to be loving.
所以我们要付出所有的努力来学习谦虚、温柔、忍耐，来彼此相爱。
The second spiritual discipline that we need for maturity is learning to abide in the oneness we have in God.
这个第二个原则就是我们必须持守在神里面的合一。
We see this in verses 4 through 6 where it says, There is one body and one spirit, just as you were called to one hope when you were called, one Lord, one faith, one baptism, one God and Father of all, who is over all and through all and in all.
这是以弗所书四章四到六节这样说的，身体只有一个，圣灵只有一个，正如你们蒙召同有一个指望，一主，一信，一喜，一神，就是众人的父，超乎众人之上，冠乎众人之中，也住在众人之内。
We see that there are seven ones in this passage.
我们看见这里有七个一。
And three of them are of the Holy Trinity, one Spirit, one Lord, one God and Father.
其中的三个是关乎三一真神，就是 一主
父
和一灵。
When spirit means the one who gives us breath, the one who gives us life.
一个圣灵是指的有赐予我们生命的圣灵。
When Lord is the one who has all power and authority.
主是指有能力有权柄的那一位主。
Our Lord is our master and our Lord is our owner.
我们的主不仅是我们做事行事的主人，而且是根本就是我们的拥有者。
And we have one God and Father of all.
我们有同一位神，就是我们众人的父。
There is only one Christian family.
只有一个属神的基督教的家庭。
And God is the Father of all Christians, but God is not the Father of all men.
那位神是所有信徒基督徒的神的父，但并不是所有人的父。
To truly have God as our Father, we must have a relationship with Him.
真正以神为父，我们必须跟他有一个个人的关系。
Jesus said this in John chapter 8 when he said, and he's speaking to unbelievers, and he says, you belong to your father, the devil, and you want to carry out your father's desires. He was a murderer from the beginning.Not holding to the truth, for there is no truth in him. When he lies, he speaks his native language, for he is a liar and the father of lies.
在约翰福音八章四十四节这样说：你们是出于你们的父魔鬼，你们父的私欲，你们偏要行。他从起初是杀人的，不守真理，因他心里没有真理。他说谎是出于自己，因他本来是说谎的。也是说谎之人的父。
So the real fatherhood of God is for all those who belong to God through Jesus Christ.
所以以神为父，神与人的那种父子关系，仅仅是属于那些信主归依他的人。
And Paul says that our heavenly Father is over all and through all and in all.
使徒保罗说关于众人的父就是超乎众人之上，贯乎众人之中，也住在众人之内。
John MacArthur comments on this passage by saying, we are God created, we are God loved, God saved, God fathered, God controlled, God sustained, God filled, and God blessed. We are one people under one sovereign, overall, omnipotent, through all, and omnipresent in all God.
John MacArthur 牧师他这样来解释这段经文，他说我们为神所造，蒙神所爱，被神拯救，以神为父，受神治理，靠神扶持，被神充满，蒙神赐福，我们是这位无处不在、无所不能之神政权下的一个群体。
And so not only do we see that we are united in a threefold trinity, but we also see that we are united with each other.
我们不仅仅是与这位三一之神来合一，我们还要彼此的合一。
We don't have to try to create unity.We keep what God has already united.
我们并不需要从无到有的来创造合一，我们只是要持守神已经成就的合一。
And so that's what we see in the four ones regarding the Christian family.
这就是下面我们要看的另外的四个一，关于基督的家的合一。
We are one body, but we have many parts.
我们有一个身体，但是有许多的肢体。
We have one hope in Jesus Christ, and we have His eternal life.
我们在基督里有同一个盼望，就是在他里面永恒的生命。
We have one faith in Jesus Christ, which is our doctrinal truth, or what we also call our statement of faith.
我们在基督里有同一个信仰，就是在根本的最基本的教义上共同的认信。
This is what we confess as part of our faith in what the Word of God says.
这是我们接受并宣告的，这也是神的话告诉我们的。
And we have one baptism in Christ, which is the visible and outward sign of the inward reality of our relationship with Jesus.
在基督里，我们只有同一个洗礼，就是所有的信徒信而受洗，以这个可见的外在标记来宣示里面真实的信息。
And so we have seen here that we are to continue to grow in maturity by abiding in the oneness that God has given to us.
所以我们看见我们在追求在基督里丰盛生命的成长，就是要持守在他里面的合一。
But as we abide, we must also have actions.
为了持守这个合一，我们也必须要有行为和动作。
And so for the church to function appropriately, each and every one of us must be involved.
为了达到这个目的，教会若要按他的心意发生功用，每一个基督徒都必须参与其中。
And so Paul shows us the third discipline of maturity is exercising our special grace gift.
使徒保罗就在后面第三个原则当中教导我们要操练属灵的恩赐。
In verses 7 through 10, Paul says, But to each one of us, grace has been given as Christ apportioned it. This is why it says, When he ascended on high, he led captives in his train, and he gave gifts to men. What does he ascended mean? Except that he also descended to the lower earthly regions. He who descended is the very one who ascended higher than all the heavens in order to fill the whole universe.
这是他在以弗所书四章七到十节所说，我们个人蒙恩都是照基督所量给个人的恩赐，所以经常说他升上高天的时候掳掠了仇敌，将各样的恩赐赏给人。既说升上，岂不是先降在地下吗？那降下的就是远升诸天上之上，要充满万有的。
God has given us a gift for the church.
神已经给了我们恩赐礼物给教会。
And Paul says God has given to us the right gift.
而保罗还特别强调是说，这是恰如其分的那些礼物和恩赐。
Because it's the gift that he has chosen for us.
因为是他所选择的。
He's given us the right amount of the gift as he has apportioned it.
而且是恰如其分的。
And we receive this gift as part of Jesus' victory.
我们收到这个礼物是作为耶稣得胜的一个结果。
In verse 8, the Bible says that Jesus ascended back to heaven after his death and resurrection.
第八节说耶稣升上高天是因为他掳掠了仇敌。
When the Bible says that he led captives, it's a picture of Jesus' triumph over evil.
当圣经说他掳掠了仇敌，是给我们展示一幅耶稣基督得胜的画面。
In those days, conquered kings and their leaders were all made to walk in procession in chains behind those that had victory over them.
在那个年代，得胜的君王是把他掳掠的对方的君王和将士绑在链锁当中，凯旋而归。
And here, our Lord Jesus is leading his foes captive.
在这里就是说，耶稣掳掠了他的仇敌。
He is leading the devil and hell and sin and death and every enemy of you and me.
他是胜过了撒旦，胜过了死亡，胜过了地狱，胜过了罪和死，就是我们人真正的那些仇敌。
This is a picture of a triumphant Savior returning from battle on earth and now ascending in glory back to heaven.
这幅画面向我们展现我们得胜的救主从地上凯旋而归，荣升天上的宝座。
And when he ascended back to heaven, he also gave gifts to his church, which was still on earth.
当他升上高天的时候，他就把从天上来的恩赐那些礼物赐给地上的教会。
Our victorious God has given us power to live life now.
我们得胜的主赐下能力，让我们来过得胜的生活。
And we should not take this for granted.
而我们要珍惜，这不是那么简单、理所当然的事情。
We ought not to ignore our responsibility.
我们不能忽略我们的责任。
Because Paul also reminds us what Jesus had to go through to give us this victory.
因为保罗在提醒我们回记纪念神耶稣他是如何成就这个胜利的。
In verse 9, he had to descend to the lower regions. In other words, he had to leave heaven to come to earth.
就如第十节说，他是先降下，他就是说他从天上的宝座离开，而起到谦卑来到地上。
And so we are reminded of Jesus' pain, suffering, and humiliation.
所以我们就被提醒纪念耶稣他的谦卑自己在地上来受苦的一生。
In Hebrews 2:14, the writer says, "Since the children have flesh and blood, he too shared in their humanity, so that by his death he might destroy him who holds the power of death, that is the devil."
这是希伯来书二章十四节这样说：儿女既同有血肉之体，他也照样亲自成了血肉之体，特要借着死。败坏了掌死权的就是魔鬼。
And so Paul wants us to know that when Jesus came from heaven and he descended to earth, he suffered.
所以保罗是要提醒我们，耶稣从天上降下来到地上是要受苦的。
And his cross is a reminder of the price that it cost so that you and I could be free.
他的十字架也提醒我们，耶稣所付出的代价，付出了代价，所以我们可以得到自由。
But after he had descended and he had won the victory, he ascended in victory.
他先降下，然后得胜了以后，然后再荣升高天。
And he has filled the whole universe with his glory.
他是向整个受造的宇宙来彰显他的胜利。
And that glory is to fill you and me.
而那个得胜的荣耀也充满了你和我。
God wants the fullness of Himself in you and me.
神期待在你和我中间完全地彰显他的荣耀。
He wants the fullness of Christ in each of our three congregations.
他期待要用他自己的得胜的荣耀来充满我们每一个会堂。
He has made it possible for the fullness of Christ to be in each and every one of us.
而为此所需要的一切他已经提供给我们预备好了。
So that we can use the gift that he gives to us to spread his love.
所以我们可以操练并使用这些恩赐。
This is the type of maturity that God wants us to have.
而这也是神所期待我们要长大成人的一个表现。
That everyone does their part.
每个人做尽他的本分。
So that we reach the full measure of Christ.
所以我们一起来达到有基督长成的身量。
And this is the fourth discipline of maturity that God wants us to have, and that is that we measure ourselves to Christ.
所以灵命长大成人的第四个原则就是在测度我们在基督里的身量。
Verses 11 through 13 says, "It was he who gave some to be apostles, some to be prophets,Some to be evangelists, and some to be pastors and teachers, to prepare God's people for works of service, so that the body of Christ may be built up, until we all reach unity in the faith and in the knowledge of the Son of God, and become mature, attaining to the whole measure of the fullness of Christ.
他所赐的有使徒，有先知，有传福音的，有教师，牧师和教师，为要成全圣徒。各尽其职，建立基督的身体，只等到我们众人在你真道上同归于一，认识神的儿子，得以长大成人，满有基督长成的身量。
We use lots of ways that we measure ourselves.
我们用许多不同的方式来衡量自己。
We measure ourselves by comparing ourselves to others, to their homes, or to their cars, or to their finances, or even to how they look.
我们把自己与别人比较，就是比房子、车子、表现、甚至、外形。
We measure and we compare ourselves to other churches.
我们也可能把我们的教会和别的教会来比较。
We often measure ourselves by size and by power and by numbers or by influence or position.
我们总是在比较多寡大小、权力、影响力、社会地位。
But God only uses one measurement.
但是神只用一个标准来测量我们。
He measures us by His Son.
他把我们与他的爱子来相比。
We should measure ourselves to Christ.
我们也应当如此。
God wants us to be full of His Son.
神愿意我们完全像他的儿子。
And so to do this, God has given us a firm foundation.
为此他已经给我们建立一个坚实的基础。
He's given us the apostles and the prophets.
他给我们使徒和先知。
The apostles were those who Jesus personally called. They personally knew Jesus. They had faith in him. And they were even able to do signs and wonders.
使徒就是那些亲自拣选教导的人，他们跟随他，他们甚至能行神迹奇事。
And the prophets spoke the word of God to the people.
先知就是作为神话语的出口向人说话。
Right after Jesus left, they did not yet have the New Testament.
耶稣刚离开世上升天的时候，新约还没有成书。
And so through the preaching of the apostles and the prophets, the people could hear the word of God.
所以借着先知和使徒的教导，余下的人基督徒还可以有神的话语可以聆听，可以被教导。
Now we have the word of the apostles and the prophets in our Bible.
而我们现在有使徒所传来的圣经在我们手中。
That's why the Bible is the foundation of our faith.
所以圣经就是我们信仰的根基。
It is a strong foundation to stand on.
是一个很坚固的根基。
And for us to be mature, we need to read the Word of God.
为了灵命的成熟，我们必须的来认真的读我们手上的圣经。
Study the Word of God.
学习它。
And live by the word of God.
按照神的话来生活。
God has also given to the church other leaders to help her to be strong as they use the word of God in their lives.
为了教会的强壮，神还赐下另外的有才能的领导者。
Paul says he's given to us evangelists, pastors, and teachers.
就是有传福音的牧师和教师。
Evangelists are those who proclaim the good news.
传福音的就是那些报好消息的人。
And to those who have the gift of evangelists, they make the gospel very plain and relevant.
就是那些传福音的人，他们有特别的恩赐，可以用平时的语言传讲神拯救的福音。
Evangelists that we are familiar with are people like Billy Graham or Bill Bright or Greg Laurie.
就像格里汉这样的有名的布道家，他们就是这样传福音的。
They not only reach unbelievers by their preaching, they also teach believers how to share the gospel.
他们不仅是向不信的人传讲福音，他们也教导信徒们如何来传讲福音。
So therefore, evangelism is the work of every believer.
所以传福音也是所有信徒的。职分
This is a calling that God has given to all of us.
这是神给我们所有人的呼召。
To share our faith with those who don't yet believe.
向未信的人分享我们的信仰。
So that they can become part of the body of Christ.
以致他们可以成为基督身体的一员。
They can be part of the church.
可以成为教会的一员。
And then when they are in the church, God has given to us pastors and teachers.
当他们进到教会以后，神也给了我们牧师和教师。
The word pastor means to be a shepherd.
牧师的意思就是牧者。
And the focus on the shepherd is on his heart, that he is tender and kind and nurturing.
就是有牧养心肠、为父心肠的那种牧养人。
But also that he is strong and bold and protective.
他们也强壮、也勇敢、也保护。
And these pastors are also teachers.
这些牧师其实也是教师。
They are instructors of the word of God.
是神话语的教练。
So that we know how to live holy lives that honor God.
言传身教，神的话语让我们可以跟随来学习。
And all these people God has given to us to equip us for service.
神赐下这些各样才能的恩赐的，就是为了装备我们来服侍敬拜他。
And to prepare us or to build us up in such a way that we can serve one another.
让我们装备好我们，以至于我们可以来服侍神，也彼此服侍。
We like things that are fully equipped.
我们是喜欢那种完全装备好的东西。
If you buy a new car, you would like to have it fully equipped.
如果我们买一个车，我们希望它武装到牙齿。
With all of the new technology and with nice leather and very fancy.
像新的技术所提供的那些很让人炫目的那些物品一样。
If we get new cell phones, we want those that are fully equipped.
如果我们拿到一个智能手机，我们巴不得它是最高端的。
Even if we go to a hotel, we want to go to one that is fully equipped, that has a business center and has equipment for exercising and a pool and maybe even a spa.
我们就算是住到旅店里面，我们也期待是一个五星级的，里面应有尽有，所有的设备设施齐全。
And though we may not choose to have all of those fancy equipment to save money, God wants us as Christians to be fully equipped, and that is free.
我们甚至不吝花费在这些我们所喜欢的装备良好的设施物品上面，但是神所赐给我们这些装备却是白白的。
He gives you and me everything we need to be fully equipped.
我们在属灵上要完全的被装备，所有的这些他都已经提供给我们了。
And he has done this for one purpose.
他这样做只有一个目的。
That we will be mature to give him glory.
我们灵命可以成长，满有基督长成的身量，给他荣耀。
Now we don't have to create unity.
我们并不需要来创造合一。
But we must grow in it.
但是我们必须在这个合一里面成长。
So in verse 13, Paul says, until we reach unity in the faith.
所以保罗说，直到我们众人在真道上同归于一。
And we reach this unity by growing in the knowledge of the Son of God.
我们达到这个目的是在认识神的儿子。
And therefore we become mature.
这样我们就长大成人。
The word mature means perfect.
这个长大成人，这个成熟，在圣经里也有完全完美的意思。
It's the same word Jesus used when he says, "Be perfect, therefore, as your Father in heaven is perfect."
正如耶稣在福音书上所说，你们要完全，因为你们天父是完全的。
Perfection is what we continue to grow into.
这个完全就是我们不停的在向着那个目标在成长。
We will never be perfect on earth.
我们在地上是不会达到完全的。
But we should always want to be more mature.
但是我们可以总是的追求成长。
My own desire for maturity is that I would literally act my age.
就我个人而言，我就是要行事为人跟我的年纪合适。
Parents often say that to children as they're growing up, act your age.
就像父母对孩子是说，你在什么年纪就该怎么做什么事。
They may be 10 or 15.
比方说十到十五岁。
And parents expect them to be more mature.
父母就已经期待他们要懂事成熟。
I'm 64 years old.
我六十四岁。
I should act my age.
我的行事为人应该与我的年纪相称。
God wants all of us to be more mature.
神希望我们每一个人都在灵命上有成长。
To take full advantage of everything he gives us for maturity.
就充分地享受和利用他所赐给我们的所有的那些恩赐和合一。
He's given us all of these gifts, but we must receive them and use them.
他已经赐下这些所有的恩赐和礼物，我们是要来接受和使用他们。
I was recently at a restaurant where I saw a grandmother trying to feed her grandson.
有天在餐馆里，我看见一位奶奶在试着喂她的孙子。
The grandmother would take food from the plate and put it in front of the grandson's mouth.
所以这位奶奶是从碗里舀出一勺食物来递到孩子的嘴边。
But the grandson would not open his mouth.
但是这位孙子，这位小孩，他就不愿意张开他的嘴。
He didn't turn his head.
他也连头都不转向。
He didn't cry.
他也没有哭。
He just didn't open his mouth.
他仅仅就是闭着嘴在那里。
There was nothing the grandmother could do.
这位奶奶就什么也就做不成了。
You can't feed somebody who won't eat.
你不能喂养一个不吃的人。
God wants us to eat.
神期待我们张开嘴。
Therefore, we must open our mouth.
我们张开嘴，他就可以喂养我们。
And open our heart.
打开我们的心。
God has given us everything we need for maturity.
生命所成长所需要的一切恩赐，他已经给我们了。
But we must open our heart and receive it.
我们只要打开心就能接受。
Quickly now, here are 10 gifts that God gives to us for maturity.
所以很快我们这里有十个神给我们的礼物。
The first one is God gives us himself.
第一个就是他把他自己给了我们。
He loves us beyond measure.
他对我们的爱超过我们所能测度的。
And we can open our lives to God.
我们打开我们的生命来接受他。
We have Jesus Christ.
我们有耶稣基督。
Who died for us.
为我们而死。
And now is in heaven waiting for us.
他现在坐在天上等待着我们。
But also praying and interceding for us.
并且为我们代祷和代求。
We also have the Holy Spirit.
我们还有圣灵。
To guide us.
您引导我们。
And to comfort us.
安慰我们。
We are to open our hearts to the Trinity.
我们向三一真神打开我们的心。
Father, Son, and Holy Spirit.
父、主和圣灵。
And they give us forgiveness.
他给我们赦免。
Of all of our wrongs or injuries or offenses.
我们所有的过犯，我们所有的伤害和我们所有的罪孽。
And we can open our hearts to this forgiveness, both to receive it and to give to others.
我们打开了心，接受他的饶恕，我们也打开我们的心，把我们的饶恕给我们的人，得罪我们的人。
God has given to us the Holy Scriptures.
神还给我们圣经。
Which can never fail.
永不失效。
He has given to us prayer.
他还给我们祷告的权柄。
So that we can come before his very presence.
我们可以坦然无惧地来到他的面前。
He has given us absolute victory and authority in the name of Jesus.
而且他也在耶稣的名，因着耶稣的名，他已经给了我们他彻底完全的权柄和胜利。
Victory over Satan and all evil.
胜过撒旦和罪恶的权势。
He has also given to us the promise of his eternal house.
而且他应许我们在天上父那里有永远的家。
We have the hope of heaven beyond this world.
我们在这个世界的那一边还有另外的属天的盼望。
And we have the tender promise of Jesus' welcome as we come to him.
我们有耶稣他的应许，他温柔的接纳，我们去的时候他会欢迎我们。
Jesus says, Come to me, all who are weary and burdened.And I will give you rest.
耶稣说，凡劳苦担重担的人，可以到我这里来，我就使你们得安息。
And we have faith in Jesus in our hearts.
我们还有在耶稣基督里面的信心在我们心里。
And this faith is to be powerful in our lives.
这个信心在我们生命中，它是有能力的。
John says, this is the victory that has overcome the world, even our faith. Who is it that overcomes the world? Only he who believes that Jesus is the Son of God.
使徒约翰说，使我们胜了世界的就是我们的信心。胜过世界的是谁呢？不是那信耶稣是神儿子的吗？
Do you believe that Jesus is the Son of God?
你是否相信耶稣就是上帝的儿子？
If you do,You have the victory that overcomes the world.
如果你相信，就已经得胜了这个世界。
Jesus is the goal of our maturity.
耶稣他自己是我们长大成熟的目标。
And by faith in him, we grow in maturity.
靠着在他里面的信息，我们生命成长。
Let us therefore accept all the means of maturity that God has given to us.
所以我们所需要的一切，我们只是安然地接受过来。
Let us hold on to the God who gives us all these good gifts.
紧紧地持守住神所赐予的这些恩赐。
And let us mature to the fullness of Jesus Christ.
而且让我们在基督里，追求生命的丰盛成长。
Let us pray.
我们祷告。
Heavenly Father, we thank you that in this time you have given to us, that you have called us to maturity, that we can be everything you want us to be, but we must receive that maturity by faith, and we must practice it. We must use our gifts. We must give of ourselves to others. We must place our full trust in you. This, Lord, is our desire. Help us, Lord.To live out our unity of the faith in spirit and in truth to your glory. In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen. Amen.